Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Ema McCarthy. The Jean-Paul II Foundation for the Sahel opened a week-long meeting today in the capital of Burkina Faso. The foundation was established by the late Pope in 1984 following his first visit to Africa, where he personally saw the great tragedy lived by people due to long-term drought and desertification. Wanting to avoid a new imposition of the north upon the south, Jean-Paul II decided that this foundation should be entrusted to the bishops of the nine countries involved: Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, Chad, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Mauritania, Niger and Senegal. The care of the funds and the legal see of the foundation remains with the Pontifical Council Cor Unum. Secretary General of the Council, Monsignor Carol Castile, spoke to us earlier about this year's meeting.
Those countries are in great need of help. First of all, they must work together. They do receive help from governments, from agencies, from other experts, because much expertise is needed to fight the desertification, to help people to be able to have good crops in these difficult circumstances. Often there's not enough rain, often there are other problems. And this foundation, Jean-Paul II, has been set up by the servant of God, Jean-Paul II, in 1984, so as to be sure that these people would always receive the help they need to obtain results in their great struggle to survive and to improve their lot and to be able also to learn to work together, as I just said, for the good of all.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.